Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
It's Sybil Wilkes with What You Need to Know. Today is Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Number one, Rudy Giuliani, former attorney to Donald Trump, lost his attempt to dismiss a multi-million-dollar judgment brought by two black women working as Fulton County, Georgia election workers. Ruby Freeman and her daughter, Wandria Shea Moss, sued Giuliani for falsely accusing them of voting fraud in the 2020 presidential election in Georgia. They were awarded $150 million. In her ruling, Judge Beryl Howell said the former mayor of New York City did not provide enough evidence as to why the original verdict should be dismissed. Number two, in a virtual address to the annual National Action Network convention, President Joe Biden proclaimed, "We kept our promise to black voters." He highlighted initiatives such as a federal public works funding to reconnect divided city neighborhoods, substantial investments in historically black colleges and universities, and the pardoning of thousands of inmates convicted on federal marijuana charges. Additionally, President Biden emphasized his administration's commitment to combating racial discrimination in the real estate market and canceling student debts for millions of Americans. Number three, legendary hip-hop DJ and producer Mr. C, whose real name was Calvin LeBrun, died April 10th. He was only 57 years old. The cause of death has yet to be released. Affectionately known as the Finisher, Mr. C's death spotlighted the need for health care in hip-hop. According to the American Journal of Public Health, black men continue to have substantially lower life expectancy at birth than black women and white women and men. In 2019, NPR reported that black men have the lowest life expectancy of any major demographic group in the United States. Number four, a trans woman lost her feet after her boyfriend allegedly pushed her onto the subway tracks during an argument where she was struck by a train in Manhattan. Her right leg was amputated below the knee and her left leg above the knee. She also suffered multiple rib fractures and a blood clot in her lungs. Trans women experience abuse at disproportionate rates. Currently, the abuser is in jail but awaiting sentencing as he is a repeat offender. Number five. The family and friends of Morgan Farley are asking for the public's help in locating the woman. The 25-year-old has been missing from Chicago since April 3rd. According to family, Morgan recently experienced a mental health crisis and she suffers from depression. Please take a look at Morgan's picture in the What You Need to Know newsletter. And if you have any information about her whereabouts, please go to the Black and Missing Foundation website. Here's your daily inspiration from Yogi's Jewels. Being consistent shows reliability, showing others that they can depend on you. Inhale consistency, exhale unreliability. Join me today live on YouTube and Facebook at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central as Yosi Media and the American Heart Association take a deep look at how to become the chief operating officer of your life as we discuss black maternal health. You don't want to miss this. I'm Sybil Wilkes. Be informed, be empowered.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.